Iran has condemned the Israeli strike against Hezbollah fighters in the Syrian Golan Heights. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has told Press TV that Tehran condemns all Israeli actions as well as all acts of terror. He added that terrorism against the Lebanese resistance has been a practice followed by Israel since a very long time ago. He said state terrorism is a well-known Israeli policy. On Sunday, an Israeli helicopter fired two missiles at vehicles passing through Amal farms in the Syrian village of Gunaitra near the Lebanese border. Six Hezbollah fighters were killed in the air raid.
The Israeli military launches airstrikes on a vehicle passing through farms in the Syrian Golan Heights. The strike killed six Hezbollah fighters who were carrying out a reconnaissance operation in the village of Gunaitra near the Lebanese border. Hezbollah has issued a statement identifying one of the victims as Jihad Mughniyah. Jihad was the son of a top Hezbollah commander who was himself assassinated in the Syrian capital some 8 years ago. That attack was blamed on Israeli agents. Among those killed in Golan was also Mohammad Issa, a high-ranking official and the resistance movement's commander of operation in Syria. And now, in anticipation of a possible Hezbollah response, Israel has reportedly put its military forces on high alert.
But generally speaking, of course, there is a tense situation on the southern border, on the Lebanon's southern front. The Israelis are anticipating some kind of a response. The Israelis are actually on high alert out of fear of a response.
This is not the first time Israel hits targets inside the Syrian territory. It has already launched several such strikes on various occasions during the past few years. In December, Israeli jets bombed targets near Damascus International Airport and in the town of Damas, north of the Syrian capital. As part of their general policy, Israeli officials refused to make comments on such reports. Sunday's attack comes against the backdrop of the Syrian military's advances in its operations to push out foreign-backed insurgents. Also recently, Hezbollah's Secretary General issued a warning that his group will respond to any Israeli violation inside Syria. Nasrallah said his group will regard any Israeli attack as an assault on the axis of resistance in the region, that is Lebanon, Syria and Iran. Some observers view the Israeli aggressions in Syria as part of Tel Aviv's support for the insurgents fighting to topple the Syrian government.
So when you go ahead and assassinate someone who was helping the Syrian army defeat Takfiris, Israel maybe is trying to level the battlefield once again, or trying to change the tide once again, to turn back against Assad's favor, or try and create some advantages for the armed opposition in Syria. And we all know even the UN has documented the close ties or the collaboration between the Israeli military and militants like al-Nusra.
Tel Aviv has already been accused of supplying the insurgents with military equipment and training. Israel has also set up a hospital to treat Syrian insurgents injured in the fighting inside Syria, with Prime Minister Netanyahu paying a visit to a group of wounded militants. Meanwhile, amid looming parliamentary elections in Israel on March 17, it's not too much to say that Netanyahu is trying to make political gains by resorting to targeted attacks against Tel Aviv's opponents in the region.
For more on that story, we're now joined by author of The Hidden History of Zionism, Mr. Ralph Schoenman, who's joining us from Berkeley. Mr. Schoenman, the recent comments of condemnation directed at the Israelis for their recent attack on the occupied Golan Heights comes from Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. He has censured the Israeli attack, but the highlight of his comments have been that he said state terrorism is a well-known Israeli policy. Tell us more about these remarks and of the recent Israeli attack on Hezbollah fighters in the occupied Golan Heights.
Well, it's clearly an armed provocation on the part of the Israeli state. And I think it's important to point out that just separately, seven Israeli Palestinians or Israeli Arabs were indicted in court on Sunday on charges of establishing a cell of ISIS, the Islamist State. And the Israeli security agencies claim that the spread of ISIS groups' influence in Israel is growing. And the Shin Bet, the security services of Israel, claim that members of ISIS cells have been met to discuss how to train and make Molotov cocktails and so on. Now, Mohammed Bashir, the mayor of the Israeli Palestinian town of Sakhnin, whose son Fadi was amongst those arrested, called these accusations absurd and fabricated, and denied that the Islamic State was recruiting Palestinians in Israel. What's instructive about this is that, of course, Hezbollah has been an opponent of al-Nusra and the Islamist State ISIS, which are creations of in fact, mercenaries from the Gulf Emirates, the United States, Turkey, and Israel over a sustained period of time. So what we have here is the standard false flag operation on the part of the Israeli state. They are attempting to generate an apprehension in Israel about supposed ISIS attacks from local Palestinians, and in that context, attack who? They attack Hezbollah. They attack the Syrians, who are the opponents of al-Nusra, the opponents of ISIS, in fact, the opponents of the mercenaries who the Zionists and the imperialists have set in motion in Syria and in the region. I think that makes very clear that it's not just the election that drives this, but imperial designs upon the region, upon Syria, upon Iran, by the United States as well.
All right, thank you very much. Author of Hidden History of Zionism, Mr. Ralph Schoenemann, speaking to us from Berkeley.